open ears and eyes to see you, Lord God, instead of me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, big baby. I see you, my man. I got Cortland on this morning. Hold up. We ain't done Cortland. We still pray. So how y'all get that lid, friend? Go ahead and turn to John chapter 1 while we wait. Go ahead and turn to John chapter 1 while we praising, y'all. Go ahead and just go there. Go there. Get there. Because when Pastor Phil is ready, we taking off. We not even going to wait this morning. We not even going to play this morning. Oh, Dr. D, I'm ready.
All right.
Hey, y'all, Dr. D got promoted this weekend. She is now chairwoman of Generation XYZ. So glory be to God for elevation in the kingdom. I gotta do it one more time just because we get the Masters on next Saturday, y'all. If y'all wanna bless me, my cash check is $ Pastor Sue, y'all. Go ahead. But if you can't do that, go ahead and celebrate for me. Go ahead and pop a bottle for Pastor Sue. Because it took a whole bunch of betting on yourself. It took a lot of kingdom to work this thing out. Oh, they not ready this morning, Dr. D. They not ready.
Bring them up.
Bring
them up. Snatch them up.
All right, y'all. Let me stop clowning. Hold up. No, I was going to take it off, but I'm going to just keep it on for all the haters out there this morning. Glory be to God. We're going to start off hot, Team XYZ, in John chapter 1. For it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made after. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Glory be to God. This one this morning is going to be called Kingdom Culture. And if you're on Instagram Live with us this morning, you can see in the description that we are explaining the kingdom of God. Amen. So this morning, we got to establish three things. The kingdom of God is not a new age religion. The kingdom of God is not a prosperity gospel. The kingdom of God is not end time theology. Here's what the kingdom of God is. The true gospel. It was put to me this way by my illustrious uncle in the ministry, in the faith, Apostle Brian Banks. The Bible is a book about a royal family.
Amen.
The Bible is a book about a royal family. So who is a part of this royal family in this book today, Team XYZ? You, I, believers, kings, queens, sons, and daughters of God. And so it's important to obtain not only the understanding of what the kingdom is, but the precept and concept of the kingdom. Amen. And so today I'm going to be teaching. It's going to be a little different than a sermon or a revelation because we're going to break this thing down step by step so that we can grasp it. If I go into the preaching and the teaching aspect of it, you might have to get it on XYZ. But other than that, let's take off. So, words and thoughts form our concepts. The way you think, the language you use, forms the life you have. And so in the kingdom of God, it is important to obtain the understanding of not only the word of God, but the frequency and vibration behind the word. Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
That's good.
Let me break that down. Behind the word are principles. Behind the words are rights. Behind the words are codes of conduct. Behind the words, we are equipped for our responsibilities here. So you have to understand not just the precept, not just what he said, but what he said to you. Come on, y'all, walk with me, walk with me, walk with me. In the kingdom of God, there is a lineage. Remember, this is a book about a royal family. So, Moses preached the kingdom of God. David preached the kingdom of God. Isaiah preached the kingdom of God. Daniel preached the kingdom of God. John the Baptist preached the kingdom of God. Jesus preached the kingdom of God. The disciples preached the kingdom of God. Miles Monroe preached the kingdom of God. Apostle Johnny Young preaches the kingdom of God. Pastor Suge is preaching about the kingdom of God. And we got Dr. D in the corner. She said, she waving her hand saying, that's true about me.
That's true about me.
In the kingdom of God, good morning, Jacob. How you doing, my man? In the kingdom of God, we have a royal lineage that we can see come before us, step this thing out. We got kings, we got prophets, we got evangelists, we got the Son of Man in that same lineage. So what am I trying to get y'all to overstand this morning? It works.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God works, Jacob. The kingdom of God works. And if you follow the lineage back and if you prophesy it forward, you're going to see these precepts and concepts begin to line up.
Hallelujah.
In a royal fashion.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And so the kingdom of God is a system. The kingdom of God is an internal system. It's a software. It's an operating system. This is how you walk out day-to-day life. The kingdom of God is the system. Follow me. The kingdom of heaven is the headquarters. So in this system, in the software, we have to connect it to a system. In computers, your software must be programmed from a system.
Okay.
So we are programmed in the kingdom from the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? Higher dimensional things such as gifts, talents, callings, titles come down from heaven and are operated in this dimension through us. So that calling of prophet, that calling of pastor, that calling of prayer and intercessor, that ain't nothing you made happen here. That comes from a heavenly dimension that's dropped down. Good morning, Manny. You up early this morning, Doc. Ooh, it's 10 o'clock. We got Manny on live with us. Oh, glory be to God. So, Manny, we get these gifts and these talents directly from the kingdom of heaven to be able to work out here on earth. So the kingdom of heaven is the headquarters. Now, we each have a position in not only the system, but in the headquarters. Here's your position, Manny. Here's your position, Clay. Here's your position, Luke. Here's your position, Jacob. King or queen? Oh, y'all, that's where y'all gotta shout. I'm bringing y'all up this morning. So in the kingdom of God, in this operating system, we have a headquarters, which is the kingdom of heaven. And in the kingdom of heaven, you, me, I and us are called kings and queens.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
And so when we talk about kingdom, what is kingdom? A domain. That's the territory under your rule, king. That's the territory under your rule, queen.
Hallelujah.
And so you often hear me say, everything is great in the kingdom of shame. What does that mean? Because God has equipped me with everything I need here from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Abundance.
Glory to God.
Prosperity. Love. Peace. Joy. And if you even want to go to the word, and I can prove it to you, power, love, and soundness of mind.
Hallelujah. Thank
good morning, Ty. Good morning, Ty. Mom, guess who I got on there? Ty. Our old neighbor from elementary school, my best friend from back in the day. Good morning, Ty. It's a pleasure to have you. Man, so Ty, we talking all about the kingdom of God this morning. And the kingdom of God is a system, correct? The kingdom of heaven is the headquarters. That is the software. That is where we download our gifts, our talents, our information, our love, our hearts, our minds, and our bodies. That's where they come from. And in that headquarters, you're referred to as king. Come on now, y'all. Come on now, y'all. Come on now, y'all. And you as a king have a kingdom here. You as a king are equipped to rule and reign here for your family, for your friends, for your co-workers, for your kids. It doesn't matter. You are to walk this thing out in a royal way. And let's not be confused as we move, as we move. You will miss the intent of the kingdom of God trying to be stuck in religion. What do I mean trying to be stuck? Staying in religion. Continuing to be stuck in one place, believing in one thing. My apostle says it like this. Do you believe this thing or not? His apostle says it like this. Do you believe some of it? Why not all of it? And so today, if we can believe that Jesus hung, bled, died, and rose again for us, why can't we believe in the kingdom of God and all of these principles and all of these roles and all of these rights and all of these codes that we see carried out every single day? Mm-hmm. And understand, like I said earlier, this is a book about a royal family. Here's the kicker, though. The royal family has no last name. You are to assume the role of Christ. Mm-hmm. Oh, in the kingdom, your purpose is the same as Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Proclaim, restore, and expose. Mm. Good morning, Pop. How you doing, man? In the kingdom of God, your purpose is the same as Jesus. Proclaim, restore, and expose. Mm. Jesus didn't come to get you to heaven. He came to get heaven to you.
Hallelujah.
Here. Come on now, Ty.
Yes,
so what are we waiting to die for? What are we waiting to pass for? What are we waiting for Satan to come sift us like wheat for when we have these principles here that Jesus showed us? That we're still yet to understand completely.
Yes.
Heaven is up here. We're ruling down here. And you have to be able to get everything from the kingdom of heaven and make it operate here on earth. You have to be able to go to God and say, Lord, I need your knowledge. Lord, I need your wisdom. Lord, I need your strength. Lord, I need your courage. Lord, I need you to break this off with me. Lord, I need you to strengthen my tongue. Lord, I need you to make every crooked path straight. You have to be able to go up and still operate down here. Manifest down here. Work down here. Oh, yeah, by the way, if y'all wondering why I have, what do we call this? A stole?
A stole.
A stole loan. It is because Pastor Shug is getting his master's degree next week. I got the Bet on Yourself shirt on. Shout out to Dr. D. Miles. I'm going to say Dr. D. Miles because he's going to keep going and get that doctorate. Got the Bet on Yourself shirt on this morning because that's what this is all about. Bet on yourself, because when you bet on yourself, you bet on God. And so it took steps to get here. It took really manifesting what I'm preaching right now to each of you to get this stove, to go get this master's degree next week. It ain't fake and it ain't play. And that's why we do not let religion become between the relationship. That is why we do not get discouraged in the kingdom. That is why we do not get intimidated in the kingdom. Because in the beginning, that's all it was the kingdom of God. And so if in the beginning all it was in the kingdom of God, and that's where I come from, then that means everything after is under my feet. That means everything after is under my feet. Good morning, Paige. How you doing? It's been a long time. Glad to have you on. I'm just rambling and raving about the kingdom of God. And so I'll run back over this point for you. The kingdom of God is a system. The kingdom of heaven is the headquarters. You have a position in the kingdom of God as well as the kingdom of heaven. Your position is king or queen. Under that rule of king or queen, Paige, you have a kingdom that you are responsible for building, manifesting, growing inside of you. Because when you grow, so does the kingdom of God. When you get glorified, so does the Most High God. When you step this thing out in all of your great royalty, God gets the glory. And so that's why I had to wear my stole today, y'all. Because it took steps to get here. I had to really go into this word and really go grab what I needed in order for me to get here. I don't know where I would be if I didn't come into the kingdom. If I would have just stayed religious, oh my goodness. Y'all, I probably would have been cracked out or have crashed out. Come on now.
Or kill somebody.
Hey, y'all, we just got to get real. Because the kingdom of God is not fake. It's a real relationship. And so that's why I get on here with all of the boldness, all of the joy. I'm on here Sundays and Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Because you guys need to grasp this. I don't want none of my friends to go die and don't have a kingdom in them.
Hallelujah. Say that.
I don't want none of my friends to die and don't have the kingdom inside of them.
Say that.
What do I mean? I'm going to read it again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I want you guys to have everything that God has given us here. I don't want you to have to wait. I don't want you to have to die. I don't want you to have to get to the next life. You should be walking in all of the royalty that comes with being a believer here.
Yes, Lord.
This is the true gospel. Alexa, go ahead and go to YouTube.
YouTube.
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Dr. D, we're at hand.
That means we're here.
Somebody on live need to say, we here. I'm here.
I'm in the house.
Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So why are we not up glorifying, stomping, stepping over, clapping, shouting, rocking like we here?
Hallelujah. Glory to
Come
God.
Come on now, y'all. Come on now, y'all. We got another level to go to.
Thank you, Lord.
We got another level to go to in the kingdom, internally. We can go higher. Gen Z, we can go higher. Shout out to Jacob. Thank you, man. I didn't know I was preaching that good this morning. Man, understand, to obtain the kingdom of God, all you need to do is be able to understand precept and concept. Precept is the word. Concept is the thoughts behind the word, the frequency, the tone, the vibration of what is being said. And as I get ready to close, I'm going to equip y'all before we get off the live. Good morning, Caleb. How you doing, my man? Go tap in to XYZ. Some of us got to just tell Satan, either step or be stepped on. See, in the kingdom of God, you're in the power position. Remember in Genesis when it says, I've given you dominion over every creeping thing, over every sickness, over every illness. Come on now, I'm going to read it for y'all, and then I'm going to get up out of here because we got to go Sunday fun day. It says, then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping things, and the beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of this earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. And in the image, God created them. Now, remember what I said about John, chapter 1, I just read. Genesis 1 and 1, the first kingdom scripture, y'all. He'll change your name by the next chapter. He'll give you a new identity by the time you get to the next book. So you got to get rid of the Old Testament today. I don't even know who I'm talking to. But Genesis 1 and 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And so if he created the heavens and the earth and the word was with him back then, come on now, y'all. That means we were back there at the beginning with him. So all we got to do is walk out our royal lineage, our royal resources. Get your language together. Get your mind right. Because you're going higher. Everybody on this live going up. Because when Pastor Suge goes up, y'all can't do nothing but come up. A father don't leave his sons behind. Like my mama said, when I'm up, you up. So you're up. You're in the power position. Over every creeping thing, over every sickness. And so today, dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, I just come to you today thanking you for another opportunity to encourage and inspire your word, to encourage and inspire your people. Now, Heavenly and Gracious Father, I declare that everybody under the sound of my voice will understand the kingdom, will grasp the kingdom, will carry out the kingdom assignments and missions here on earth, that we ain't waiting to get to heaven. We gonna manifest heaven here in our lives, under your rule and under your authority, so that you can get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank y'all for joining me this morning. Go tap in to Generation XYZ. If you haven't got the message, go get it in full. It will be up by 11 a.m. I thank y'all. Now, let's go and praise and turn up, y'all. Congratulations, April 27th. Glory to God. I wouldn't have did it without him. We got some letters behind our name now, y'all. Just praise for Pastor Sue this morning. Who on here with me? Who on? Thank you, Jacob. Appreciate you, God.
That's what we call.